A short boat trip from the Kent coast and you'll find them. The holy green grail to some, an inefficient blight to others. The Thanet wind farm with 100 giant turbines is one of the world's biggest offshore fields, dwarfing our 11-metre boat.
This entire wind farm generates enough electricity for 200,000 homes every year. But for Nigel Farage, the business of wind generates something else. Political support for UKIP.
He's trying to harness the kind of concern we saw at this wind farm exhibition on the Isle of Grain.
The noise does matter.
So I'm not convinced. There you go.
Estuary Energy wants to site two turbines on the Hoo Peninsula in Kent. They're trying to convince residents not to block the project.
Always need a balance. You're always going to need hydro, you're going to need offshore wind, perhaps tidal, some nuclear, some gas. But onshore wind is the most economically viable way of developing renewable energy resource. And the UK's got a lot of it.
This is about wind farms.
I have to control my language here.
For a party with little grassroots organisation, UKIP has been quick to take political advantage of this potential pool of support, helping to organise protests, adding a dash of purple to proceedings.
Let me tell you something. If wind energy worked, if it produced reliable electricity, if it didn't need to be subsidised, if the poor weren't subsidising the rich to make it work, I'd be all for it. I would even accept how ugly they are, but it does not work. It's one of the greatest follies I've ever seen.
So UKIP is tying the issue not just to NIMBYism, but corporate greed and EU subsidies, while siphoning away Tory climate change sceptics perturbed by Cameron's hug-a-husky approach.
A lot of UKIP voters would prefer that we still were in the 1950s, without too much housing, without too many wind farms, and the whole issue of the climate change and the environmental issue absolutely feeds into Nigel Farage's narrative.
But the wind industry is booming, helping the UK towards its 15% renewable energy target by 2020. But particularly onshore turbines have presented UKIP with an opportunity, injecting itself into often bitter planning disputes blowing around the country. Robert Nisbet, Sky News, Kent.